La 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 תשכח, תשכח, תשכח ימיני. אם אשכב אחרי ירושלים, אי תשכח, תשכח, אי תשכח. תשכח ימיני, האם אשכב אחרי ירושלים, אוי תשכח, תשכח, תשכח ימיני, האם אשכב אחרי ירושלים, אוי תשכח ימיני, האם אשכב אחרי ירושלים, אוי תשכח, תשכח, אוי תשכח ימיני, האם לא עלה ירושלים,
Shalayim, Abba, Kol Sasai,
simcha, ay 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 ko, ho chasan biko, ho kala, ay 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 meira meira Hashem elokeinu meira meira Hashem elokeinu ay meira meira Hashem elokeinu meira meira Hashem elokeinu ay ay yishama.
Person has to think his man, Eifani Ba'alam. Like we said before, you have people who were mamish from Kabbalah Torah 2 nights ago, stayed up all night, and went to a beach in Tel Aviv. It's like, we got Torah from Hashem, and we gave it right back. So, no, thank you. You know, so you have to realize that, Chevra, we're in the Shev Brachas right now. Right? We're mamish in Shev Brachos right now. You have to really live with that. So.
It's an Etomer.
Huh?
It's an Etomer.
Yeah, right? It's awkward, no? I miss Sphere Selmer a little bit.
So, that counts the next one.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we count to the next
one? Okay, so here's the question.
Next count.
The question is. Let's go, let's go.
Always kind of
burn. The question is, what now? Because by. Shavuos is different than all others, especially for like our society where we live in. After Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, you have Sukkos. After Sukkos, you have Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. Okay, after Simchas Torah, you have a little bit of a break, right? But you know you have Chanukah. You see Chanukah in the, like, you see it somewhere. You see it. And after, once you finally get to Chanukah, then you have Mamash, you can already taste of Purim. No way, it's a little bit far, but you taste it. Right, then you have Tu B'Shvat, you have Purim. Right, we said before from Tu B'Shvat. However, every 15 days from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you had Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim. Purim cancels 100. Right, so Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, Sfiras Omer, Shavuos. And now we have a little bit of a gap. And even more so. There's really not so much to look forward to. Al pi chitzonius, all we have coming in our view is parshas of Bamidbar, Korach, the Meraglim, right? Balak. You have the Shivas Abtamas. I have 3 weeks coming up. We have Tisha B'Av. So al pi chitzonius, it looks like, what do I do now? Like, it's the end of the year. Like, I mean, and especially here, like. There's nothing to look forward to now. Like, what summer is soon, right? So the question is, for Ish Panimi, where do you go now? I mean, what can we grab onto? Everything we've been doing for the past 4 months is that you don't have a second to breathe, because there's Tu B'Shvat, there's Purim, there's Pesach, there's post-Purim, right? Lag BaOmer, right? Shavuos is 49 days of just getting ready for Shavuos. So you could think, like, what do I do now? So, however, I think let's try to give over something very strong, and something really for an Ish Panimi, that MS, not you take my word for it, but you take my word for it in a way, that this is what separates the Ish Panimis, the guys who are going to be on fire in their Avodas Hashem, people excited about Avodas Hashem, people getting other people excited about Avodas Hashem also. That this is the Nikud, I believe. Let's go to the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar. So Bamidbar says, in the second Pasuk, Se'u es Rosh Kodas B'nei Yisrael. And you have lifting up the Rosh. So let's go to our Parshat. So what do we see is something very familiar. The beginning of Bamidbar and Nasa.
Counting.
And what else do you see? What three words do you see that are very similar? Su es rosh. Naso es rosh. So an Indian of lifting up the head. Su es rosh. Lifting up the head. So what does that mean for us in our words Hashem? How can we take this post-Shavuos? Cover 2 nights ago, where your mom was staying up all night, learning all night. Three nights ago. Very Makabal Torah. And now, where are we now? We still at RCI? Do we bring it into our lives, or is it just like, no, that was a nice day. That was fun. Or did it, I actually died, was on Makabal Torah. So how do we keep that with us? So I think, you could say very easily, in the world, the way you can tell the difference between Simcha and Atzvos is that when someone's very sad, what's their posture look like? The head down, right? The head in the ground, right? When someone's embarrassed, head in the ground, right? You want to bury your head somewhere. When someone's excited, they're upright, right? They're joyous, it's a head up. So that's the difference. We daven every day, dafka on Shavuos, Havarava was tremendous. No, it was givaldic, no? Havarava in the minyan, it was givaldic, right?
10 minutes?
10 minutes of Havarava, that was amazing. I don't know if I'd be able to make it to Kriyat Shema. When I finished the word Habucher Ba'amu Yisav De'Ava, I felt like I didn't have any energy left. 10 minutes of Habarava, screaming Habarava.
I don't know if it was possible.
So, what?
I don't know if it was possible.
It's possible.
It's like 2 minutes.
Hey, you see, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And fire, no? Way to daven. Amazing. We daven every single day. We say the following words. Havienu Shalom Yarba Kanfos Arts. Sulchenu Meira. Komemius l'artzenu. Komemius. We daven every single day. Komemius l'artzenu. What does komemius mean? Komemius means upright. that when we come to the Aretz, we should come upright. We should be excited. We should come with an upright joy to us. So the Nakud is, the question is now, coming out of Shavuos, we're Mekabel the Torah. So what does a person look like now? There are a lot of people who unfortunately look very tan now. Right? What? Lo Aleinu. Like Rabbi Cohen would say, Shem Yirach. Shem Yirach and Nereshom.
Kotubai.
Love you, Kotubai. Rabbi Cohen, if you listen to this, love you, Kotubai.
Shem Yirach
and Nereshom. You gotta take that back, he's gonna listen to this. Right? So, Chevra, the question is now, what gives us the koach to keep going? What gives us this koach to have our head held up high? So, as a Givaldic Vort from the Halak of Chidush Yarim, Schusei Yalinu. So the Vaal, Su'u es Rosh means the what? Lift up the Rosh. Nasa es Rosh means what? Lift up the Rosh. So now it goes like this. If we lift up the letters of Rosh, so above a Reish is a Shin. Above an Aleph is a
Beis.
Above a Shin is a
Tav.
What do you get?
Shabbos.
Come on, you can get it. Above a Reish, Shabbos. Su es Rosh. You know how a person can have a Su es Rosh to lift?
I'm trained to guess the Yiddish Shabbos.
Yes. You know, like, by the way, whenever I tell my dad a remez, my dad's like, Shabbos, Purim, Meron, like, Omer. Shabbos, Purim, which one?
They have your defaults before.
So it's funny because my dad always says that. I actually told my dad a remez this year. I said, Dad, what's the remez list? He's like, I don't know. It was actually Gematria Shabbos Purim. I was like, every time I call my dad, he always says Shabbos Purim. The first time he didn't say Shabbos Purim, it was actually Shabbos Purim. Right? The Chevra, the Nivort is what? Nasal es Rosh. Lift up the Rosh. How do you lift up your Rosh? Because when you lift up your Rosh, a Resh becomes a Shin, an Aleph, a Beis, a Shin, a Tav, that's Shabbos. That Shabbos comes, you know what Shabbos does to you? It gives you an upright posture. Gives you a Simcha. That's what Shabbos comes to do for us. The whole idea of post Shavuos is how do you makabel Torah, how do you mechazik with it? Some people think that it's one day and then I'm done. Good is, we need a lot of chizik now to go weiter, to realize that I was makabel Torah. You ever realize that, like, when have you, anyone feel a little bit tired today?
Yeah.
A little bit tired today, a little bit like, I don't have such a rut today. Right? So now, when a person starts working out for the first time, yeah, when you start working out, after your first workout, good, bad, tired a little bit? Tired, very tired from it, right? For example, the beginning of a season, a lot of teams get out to a slow start a lot. If there is right now, you're just in Kabbalah Torah, so it's new to you. So Yitzhar is going to come tell you, look, it's not for you. You just had Shavuos, and you're dead. It's not for you. You don't care about this. Kud is, yeah, because you're just starting. But the Kud is, how do I stay with Simcha? How do I stay with the fire? You know what gives us that fire? It's called Shabbos Kodesh. When we tap into the world of Shabbos Kodesh, boom, we can fire ourselves up and to keep it with us. Mm-hmm. That's the Iker.
We could watch Shabbos like this week every week.
Yeah. Emes. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos, I think Pei Vav, says, everyone agrees, B'Shabbos nitna Torah l'Yisrael. That what day of the week was Shabbos, was the Torah given to us, Matan Torah, Zayin Sivan was on Shabbos. B'Shabbos nitna Torah l'Yisrael. So it's not just Stam that's in Indian. Okay, person, look, oh, very nice, because Shabbos and Torah, very good. I mean, what's the deeper Indian that Shabbos was, that the Torah was given on Shabbos? Why? Why Bidavka? So it goes like this. That we have two types of Torah. Right? What are two types of Torah, Tamer? So we have Torah, Shevitza. So Torah, Shevitza. So Ksiva, right? And what's the other Torah we have? Shvapka. So if I ask you, what name of the shame of Hashem would be Torah Shev Tzav? Let's see. We have the shame Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it says it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but how do we say it?
Hashem.
Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So if I were to ask you, what name of Hashem would be Torah Shev Tzav? The Ksiva. Right. Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yeah?
Right.
Good? Works? Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if it would be Torah Shvat Peh, what we say, what
should that
be? Al Tav Ben Yud, right? And then you have, and that's the two Torah, right? So Torah Shev Tzav, Torah Shvat Peh, doesn't look like this. So take Gematria of Havaya, which is Torah Shev Tzav, Atnas, which is Torah Shvat Peh, and Torah, which is 611.
What do you get?
Shabbos.
702 minus 1, Shabbos.
No, exactly the answer is Shabbos.
Is it Shabbos 701?
Shabbos 702. However, this is horrendous. What? Torah Shabbat, which is represented by the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Torah Shabbat, which is represented by the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So, Shem, so Havaya, this Adlus, this Torah, is Gnat Shabbos, the B'nai Sasper says. This is why? Because Shabbos is the day of Torah. You can't have Torah if you don't have Shabbos. When a person is mechazik himself of Shabbos, you know what happens in that? You mechazik yourself in Torah also. That's why B'Shabbos in the Torah of Yisrael. Why? Because what other day would Torah be given? There's no other day that has the koach for Torah other than Shabbos. Like it says, the Siva Shalom brings it down a lot, the Medrash says, I believe, that it says when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, you know what happened? We had to start working. We didn't have time. We had to make our food, right? We no longer had the month. So all of a sudden, Sunday, no Torah. Monday, no Torah. Tuesday, no Torah, right? We went from being the door day in the Midbar, learning Torah 24-7. And our food was from Shemayim. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we didn't learn at all. So you know what the Torah said to Hashem? What about me? They forgot about me. No? They mamash forgot about me. What? Hashem said, no. Don't worry. They're busy now, but they're making themselves alive. But you know what your day is? Your day, the Torah, your day is Shabbos. That's when they're going to mechazek the most in you. Again, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to be in yeshiva, so we can learn 24-7, mamash. Right? But the good is that what? That Torah and Shabbos are inseparable. They go together. Because Torah Havaya Adnas, which is everything we're doing, the two Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbos, Gematria Shabbos. Why? Because when a person mechazik himself in his avodah of Shabbos, you know what happens? That shows you have a Kabbalah Torah. That gives you the ability to have Torah. Like the Zohar Kadosh says, he says, you know what Shabbos is called? Yoma Deoraisa. It's the day of the Torah. Because it's mamish what's going on. This Pesach, when I was in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so one night I took over my wife and Nachum Sroop and David Yosef, went to go to Rav Judah Michelle's house. You know Judah Michelle? He's the head of Hask. Very geschmack. One of my Rebbeim. Very, very geschmack. So I went over just to, you know, say gejunta to him, see how he's doing. So he just, like, we were just like sitting and schmoozing, and he just said, he's like, it was post Yontif into Shabbos. So he said that, you know, we say, Atabach Adonim Yotol Amin, Ahavta Osanu V'Ratzisa Banu. So he said a whole like beautiful thing, how like Ahavta Osanu is like Yomtif, and V'Ratzisa Banu is Shabbos. So on the spot, I said to him, I thought of it on the spot, so we take Ahavta Osanu. What's Gematria? V'Ratzisa Banu. Let's see, V'Ratzisa is 706, and Banu is 58. What do you get?
764.
It's Gematria, Yom HaShabbos. That, there's two levels. One level is that I love you, right? And we could be in love, you could be married to a wife, but you know what happens now when you love someone? Oh, you want to go out for dinner? No. You want to schmooze a little bit? No. But I thought you loved me. Yeah, I do love you. Of course I love you. But you know what's a higher level of a real marriage? Is what? Ahavta Osanu? V'Ratzisa Banu. He said, no, I don't just love you. I want to be with you also. It's not just that we married each other and that's it. It's that what? I want to live with you also. I want to hang out with you. I want to talk to you. I want to get to meet you more. I want to go out for dinner with you. Right? I want to go on a walk in the park with you also. I want to go everywhere with you. That's V'Ratzisa Banu. Imagine you have a husband and wife who just love each other, don't do anything with each other. Would you say it's a good marriage? Not so much. V'Ratzisa Banu is that what? I love being with you also. And you know what that koach is? V'Ratzisa Banu? That's Shabbos. V'Ratzisa Banu, Gematria, exactly Yom HaShabbos. Or Ratzisa Banu, Gematria, Yom Shabbos. That chavre, this is the nekuda, is that what we see? How does Hashem want us? Where is that revealed to us? Shabbos Kodesh. But you know what else? It comes from us also. Is that we show Hashem, it's not just that I love you, because, you know, imagine like this, yeah? Imagine you have someone who, a husband and wife, yeah? Who three times a year they see each other. They'll love each other, right? It's a great marriage, you know? You could be good for a whole week, right? Every once in a while, Sukkot time, Pesach time, Shabbos time, not so hard, right? But you know what's a real husband and wife relationship? Day in and day out. Every day that they're connected to each other, that they're always building a relationship. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos it's not such a surprise that a person get excited for Pesach. Why? Because, look, it's all Yontif. For Shavuos, it's only one day for some people. It's easy. Sukkot, I get excited for that too, right? Purim, I get excited for that. You know what the real Ish Pnimi is? Someone who's excited for Shabbos.
That means it's consistency. It's day in and day out that I'm committed to this relationship. That's what it's about. That's why it's very interesting. You look at Parshas Emor, when it starts listing all the Yom Tovim, you know what? It says, okay, and these are the Yom Tovim. You know what the first Yom Tovim lists is? Okay, good guess.
No, Pesach.
Ah, good guess. What do you think? Yeah. Guess.
Shabbos.
Ah. It says, these are the Moadim. Shish is Yom Tasem Lachta. Hold on a second. What's the obvious question? If you're going to say the Moadim, why are you talking about Shabbos first? Because that's what we say in Kiddush. What do we say in Kiddush Lal Shabbos? Tchila lemikrai Kodesh. That before any Kiddush, you know what comes first? Shabbos Kodesh. And so you don't say, oh, Pesach Kodesh, Purim Kodesh, Shavuos Kodesh. You know what you say? Shabbos Kodesh. You can't say it without. You can't say Shabbos without saying Shabbos Kodesh. Someone says to me, what do you do for Shabbos? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What's Shabbos? A Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, no. This is the Nakuda that shows the world we have a real relationship with the Borei Olam. There's an unbelievable word. It was the Yurtzeit on Shavuos. It was the Yurtzeit on Shavuos of... Did you listen to this one for, yeah? You have 2 minutes? Yeah, listen to this for. It's unbelievable. It's good to hear this. So it was on Shavuos, the Yurtzeit of the Imre Emes from Gur, from Ger. Yeah? So this is what he says. So we know that on Shavuos was the Asar Sedibros, right? You read the Asar Sedibros in Leini. So he says like this. We say every Shabbos, I heard this from our Rebbe, Rebbe Zin Shlita. He said, we say in Davening on Shachar's morning every Shabbos, we say, well, Yismach Moshe Man Asloko, Ki Eve Nemak Raslo, Clear Tzveres Parashon Asatlo, Mamel Fnechal Arsinai, Ushnei Luchos Harib Biado, he brought them down, because of them, Shmira Shabbos. And it says Shmira Shabbos on it. What's the obvious question? What about Kibbeh Avayim? What about Anuch Hashem? What about all the nine other ones? Yeah. What does it mean, the Chas of them only Shmira Shabbos? What about all the others? No? So listen to what Imre Emes says. It's an unbelievable word. He says, you know what? When did Moshe Rabbeinu bring the Luchos down to us?
Shabbos.
Yeah, but when did he bring the Luchos down to us?
Oh,
no, because he broke the Luchos. Right? So the question is, so what did he bring down to us? And if you're going to say that, right? It says that all the letters went back up. So if you're going to say that he broke the Luchos, then why does it say Shabbos is on there? You know what Imre Emes says? He says, you know what happened? Moshe broke the Luchos? All the Luchos broke. Except for what? The Kasuv Bahem Shmira Shabbos. But Shabbos didn't break. There was no Shmira in Shabbos. Shabbos never got affected by the breaking of Luchos. Shabbos was complete the whole time. He says, that's all Matzias to Shabbos. Shabbos is back to Har Sinai every week. That's why you say in davening, right? You say Lel Shabbos, say Ataki Dashta Shema Shilus Mecha Tachlis Maasei Shemai Varet. Right? You're recalling what? Maaseh Bereishis. Yeah, that's Lel Shabbos. Shabbos at Minchah say Ata Echad Shimcha Echad Mikam Chisal God Echad Baretz. It's time of Mashiach. It's Shabbos Mashiach. So what are we remembering when we say Yismach Moshe Manas Halko? It's taking us back to Har Sinai. And you know what's Shalem from Har Sinai? You know what brings us back to Har Sinai? Brings us back to the completion of the Torah before it was broken? Shabbos Kodesh. Because it never broke Shabbos. When a person taps into Shabbos, you tap into perfection. It's what brings you l'chias in your Baruch Hashem. You want to know how to mechazim kasav? How do I keep Matan Torah with me? You know how? Tap into Matan Torah. What's the only thing we have left for Matan Torah that's perfect? Shabbos Kodesh. When a person is mechazik himself in Shabbos, a person works in the Zavodah of Shabbos, you set yourself on fire with Shabbos. And you set yourself on fire with Torah also. Because Shabbos Kodesh didn't have a Shvira. So now the question is, that post-Shavuos, where do we go? How do we mechazik? The Nakuda is to mechazik Shabbos. Work on our Shabbos. Work on what do I learn during the week. Grab a sefer and chassidus about Shabbos. Right? The Yurtzeit of the Baal Shem Tov of Kodesh on Matan Torah. Mechazik yourself in the Baal Shem Tov a little bit. Get some sifrei Baal Shem Tov. That speak about Shabbos. Like Rabbi Matzah Zilber says, Shabbos took on a whole new madriga with the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. Learn what Shabbos is, see the primus of Shabbos. Learn Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos. But learn to tap into Shabbos more. The whole Indian we were saying of all spheres of Omer was what? We said every night, Yushba Shefer Rav. Yushba Shefer Rav, right? Bring down an unbelievable Shefer. Every night we down with that. Yushba Shefer Rav. Hashem, bring down an unbelievable Shefer. Yeah? So if they come out, you have Yushba Shefer Rav. Yushba, that's right on the board, yeah?
Yushba. Is that how much? Let's see, what do we get? Yushba is two. Yushba is how much, Rabbeinu?
1,112.
Yeah? Yushba Shefa Rav.
What we doubt for every night of Sirius Omer,
Yushba Shefa Rav. Bring down unbelievable Shefa.
So Yushba Shefa Rav, Gematria 1,112, Gematria exactly Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, where are you going to get the Shefa from? Where do you get all the bracha from? Likra Shabbos Lechu V'necha Ki Hi Mekor HaBracha. It's the Mekor of all the bracha. That comes from Shabbos. When a person chazik himself from Shabbos, you can't speak about it enough how important it is. That Kabbalah Shabbos, how Gishnah cooks with Kabbalah Shabbos week. It was awesome, no? It felt a new tam. It felt, wow, this is very sweet. A shalashiris. It's a chias. That's what Shabbos is. It's a chias in Avodas Hashem. And that's post-Sfiras Omer. Tap into Shabbos. So Hashem's begging for us. What nasa es rosh? How do you lift up your rosh to be excited? Shabbos Kodesh. That's where it's going to come from. That the whole idea of Shuas, like we sang before, wedding nigunim. So when you think of a wedding, what do you think of right away? The chagavi lekras kala, pene Shabbos nekabla. Yamin yismol tefrotzi, v'hayim shisha shosayach, v'rachal kukom evlach, yasas alayach alkayach, kimsos, chasan alkala. That the whole mitzias to Shabbos is what yichin kudja brichu shchinte. And that's exactly what the whole avodah of Shuas was. Right, our whole challah was just one big chasan stish, right? He said the whole night was just one big, we went to the mikveh with the shechina. Right, we toiveled with the shechina. We made a yichud, we had the chuppah. That's the whole matzias of Shavuos, is what it's Yom Chasunasa. So too is Shabbos. Shabbos is a seder of a wedding, like Rav Shimon Pinkus brings down. Also, they say it in Kote. He says, what do? How do you start Shabbos? Ataki dashta. You say that in Lel Shabbos, ataki dashta. So that's the kiddushin. Then you say during Shabbos day, Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe happens in Gematria with Shabbos, Rav Rubinstein says. Yismach Moshe is the simcha of the nisuin, unbelievable, dancing, the dancing. That's the nisuin of Shabbos. And what do you say at mincha time? Ata echad, b'shimcha echad, mika'amcha yisod goy echad baretz, the yichadu. So that's what Shabbos is about also. Shabbos is a wedding too. Seeing married to the Borei Olam. But the biggest thing about the wedding, I was talking to my friend today, not talking about it. So the tachlis of a wedding is that the highest point of the wedding is not the wedding. The highest point of marriage is not the wedding night. That's when everything is givaldic. You know what the tachlis is? To bring that into every single day of my life. To always be advancing in my wedding. And that's why Shavuos, yeah, Shavuos is Yom Chasunas, it's the day of the chuppah. It's the day of the wedding. And Shabbos reminds you every week that remember, you're part of this chasna. You're a new chasna every week to marry the Borei Olam. And this difference between Ish Panimi versus Ish Chitzoni. What does a person do? What does a person's Shabbos look like? What does my Lechadodi look like? What's my Tefilos from Shabbos? What's my Nishmas Kol Chai look like? It's a mechazik in this Indian of Shabbos. When a person is mechazik himself from Shabbos, all the bracha comes from there. It's everything, mekor ha-bracha. Mamash, there's nothing else to say. Nothing else to say. A person taps into Shabbos Kodesh, that's Tchil Mikra Kodesh. That's you're tapping into everything. So we have to mamash chever, we have to mechazik ourselves more than anything else. And to remind ourselves of what that Borei Olam says, Avta Osanu V'ratzi Sabanu. V'ratzi Sabanu Gmatchi Yom HaShabbos. To remind us that what the Borei Olam wants us. And that's when we put it, when we put our kochas into Shabbos Kodesh, that's when we get to be with the Borei Olam. And that's mamash what separates the people. It's to grab a sefer. A great sefer is Nefer Shimshon on Shabbos. Amazing sefer. The Vavi Mishkan Eben on Shabbos. Amazing sefer. Any Talmid Baal Shem Tov. Right? Sidur Shabbos. Siva Shalom. The Kiddushas Levi. No one knows. Oh, everything's about Shabbos by the Kiddushas Levi. By Rav Eger. Psh. By Rav Eger, everything's Shabbos. And you mamash you fill it with such a chiz, but Svas Emes. Everything's Shabbos. It's all Shabbos Kodesh. That's what it's about. So tap in. That's the whole thing. We tap in. So b'siyat Hashemar Yisroch, tap in the Shabbos Kodesh, and to keep the Oros, like we said, Isruchag. Isruchag is the lesson of Asur, to tie up. And Shavuos is called what? Chag HaAtzeres. Atzeres means the otzer, to tie it up, to bound it up. So we should zocha that the Bor Yom should help us bind up ourselves to Shabbos. And Se'u Asro Shanah Asro, to lift up our heads B'schus Shabbos Kodesh. Zocha that day, Yom Shkul Shabbos, and Mucha L'Chayavim, the covered Shabbos Kodesh.